Line. We have our second and last interview for the program, Coral Winter. Coral Winter is a scientist, a member of Socialist Alliance, and has also been a regular contributor to Green Left. And so we're going to be having her on the line to talk about the sort of a bit about the political kind of response to the whole coronavirus sort of outbreak, and the sort of hysteria, some of the hysteria that has also caused. So, yeah, good morning, Coral.
Oh, good morning, Jacob.
All right, so I'm going to pass it on to Megan because Megan wanted to ask the questions.
Yes, this is of particular interest to me. Coral, welcome to the show. Can you give us a little bit of a background about the coronavirus pandemic and how it has affected our community?
Well, the background is it started in a market in Wuhan in China, which sold fish, meat and chicken, but also live animals. And so the thinking at the moment is that the virus spread from bats, which is a particular delicacy in many countries in China and Indonesia, bat meat. So it spread from that to maybe pigs. And then who ate the feces or excreta from the bats, and then into pigs, and then jumped into humans. Mm. So, and the background is so that there at the moment I think they've got 89,000 people have been tested for COVID-19 virus, and there's been a death rate of 3,000 people. So that's a fatality rate of only 3%. Mm. So, and the rate outside of China is only 0.6%. So I think there's just been this massive hysteria over this virus.
Mm. And what about our government's response, and how practical are their measures as opposed to doing something that looks like they're doing something?
Well, look, I really think that the Morrison government have used COVID-19 to sort of cover up for their errors and mistakes, and to just shift the conversation from their failures to the virus. Morrison failed over the fires. He did. It was a terrible response. What he did. He didn't call in the army till very late, and there's no help and support. And now the money flowing to the victims of the fires is bureaucratically tied up. And so there's also the sports rorts. There's also, people may have forgotten this, about the ad they put on television during the fires crisis, which was an ad to fund the Liberal Party and not an ad and not some money to go to the victims. So he's covering all that, and he's blustering and on radio and TV the whole time about the coronavirus and what they're doing. And it's very easy for them to do what they're doing over the virus. They've just locked us down, and just used border control. They've now banned flights from Iran, China, of course, and South Korea. So I just think it's a total cover-up. I think last night with the TV program on ABC, he's blustered and getting upset about being questioned over his failures over the sports rorts. Mm-hmm. So it's a way of confusing the population about the whole issue. It's been a terrible education process. People don't realise 80% of those who get the virus, who are tested positive for the virus, have no symptoms, mm-hmm. and only. And we've only had 55 cases in Australia over the last two months, and only two deaths, and those have been elderly people. And it's mainly the elderly people who are affected by this because of other complications they have, maybe have other comorbidities. Mm. So I think that's the situation. Just to compare it with Spain, I spoke to a medical friend in Spain, and she said she was very happy with what the Spanish government has done. They've carried out an education campaign about this virus. They haven't even banned flights from North Italy, in which they're so close to Italy than we are, and have really educated people about the situation. And so compare that with what's happened here. There's been this massive buying up of toilet paper, for goodness sake.
I was going to say we were going to discuss that.
Right. Well, yeah, so I think the government response is just making up. It's a whole political response. It's not,
yeah, it's
rational,
not a rational,
logical
response.
Yeah. to the medical situation we face.
I definitely feel that our government has basically, they're wanting to take a strong, what is perceived as a strong stance, but not really listening to epidemiologists or scientists in regards to what actually works. And just to give a bit of an idea, I mean, if we have a look at the flu virus as compared to the coronavirus, yes, it's more infectious. And, you know, there's probably a higher death rate than the flu. However, the flu infects way more people. And therefore, as a consequence, there's way more deaths from the flu every single year than there is from this you know, coronavirus outbreak. And I'm just wanting to sort of have a discussion with you. I mean, we've all seen, you know, we've all gone to the supermarkets and we've seen these absolutely empty shelves where the toilet paper usually is. Just as an example, I went there and had a look and went, oh, I just need a couple of rolls of toilet paper. I can't get them at all. But there was a man there who actually needed that. He just needed to grab, a pack of rolls, and there was absolutely nothing. I mean, what do people do, you know, when they have mobility issues, when they're elderly and they don't get out to the shops often, or, you know, when they're financially cash strapped and, you know, so travelling to different supermarkets is actually quite onerous for them. I mean, how has this impacted society, this panic buying, and, you know, what can we do as a consequence?
Well, you know, the government has created this panic, and to some extent, you know, I think what's also happened is that it's linked up with the racism that's inherent in Australian society. And I think anyone with sort of Asian-looking features is being blamed for this crisis. So I think Asians feel really vulnerable and really under the gun.
Yes.
And maybe it's many of them who've gone to buy up the toilet paper because they think they're going to be locked up in their homes for a couple of weeks.
That's a
you
good
know,
point.
I think that's part of the problem, that Asian people feel that they could any moment, you know, all told to stay home and not leave the house for 2 weeks just in case. So it's you've got to blame the government and the media that have pushed this because it's on every day, you know, every hour the number of cases might have gone up by one or two over the whole of Australia. You know, this reported cases, not even sort of an illness. Positive test. So, and the situation is really dire for. I've been reading about it for people with autism or you know children with autism. They only like particular brands of food, so they're suffering. People with disabilities, as you mentioned, who can't get out very often. Poor people who haven't got that amount of cash to buy up all these products. It's just a ridiculous, insane response. But caused by the media and the government. And they're saying don't panic. But, of course, when you say that, people panic.
That's right. Government and media mismanagement of the whole thing.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I mean, just look at the figures. 2 deaths in the whole of Australia over the last 3 months. Every year there's 3,500 deaths from influenza, the common cold. There's 3,000 suicides that happen every year. There's a woman killed every week by her partner, and that figure has increased. And there's also road deaths are 1,100 a year. So, I mean, this is compared with 2 deaths and two elderly people. I'm not dismissing that situation, but one of them had come from that Princess cruise ship. In Japan, an Australian was on that, and he was 78 years old, and the other person was 94 years old in a nursing home. They've now closed down Epping School in Sydney because a boy was found with a positive test there. It is just a political cover-up, you know. And on top of this, see, they're going to destroy the tourist industry. The people who are relying in the countryside on tourism after these massive fires, and now hit with another blow.
Yeah.
And this is an indirect problem of the government's over-the-top response. The tourists, the bookings for tourism in Australia, I mean, people come down, are now down by 56%. Well, that's going to really slow the recovery of those, the tourist industry in the countryside on our south coast and you know, in Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria. I mean, so this is, so Morrison doesn't, and his government don't care about the effects of this campaign to save his own political skin. It's going to really badly affect the tourist industry and the education industry. There's 100,000 Chinese students who have enrolled in Australian universities. 20,000 of those are considering going to either Britain or Canada because Australia has banned, you know, the flights from China coming into Australia. So he doesn't care about the destruction of the economy to the Australian universities and the high schools and the tourist industry in this line he has taken in the way he's covered this COVID-19 virus panic.
Absolutely. I mean, it is important to stress that the measures that the government has, the Australian government has taken, are over the top and not actually supported by WHO data. It's not a logical, rational response. It is literally just for the optics and to be seen as taking a strong response to the coronavirus pandemic. However, you know, as you said, we're people here in Australia and also overseas students are being affected by these over-the-top irrational responses. And we have had this racist response to anyone who is of Asian ethnicity. And it's not a logical, rational response. I mean, it's just someone of Asian ethnicity. These people are being targeted, even if they haven't been to China. You know, they might have lived there, been born here and lived here their entire lives. But because of the way they look, they're being targeted. And, you know, we're hearing a lot of reports of, you know, Asian restaurants being quite quiet. I know one prominent Asian restaurant here in Melbourne had to close down as a consequence. These are the sorts of things that are brought on by fear that's not being managed, that in fact is being stoked by the media and by the government. What can we as individuals do? How do we get the message through that this needs to have a logical, rational response and this panic buying and this panic reaction needs to stop?
Oh, I think maybe for one, we can stop wearing masks because they do nothing to stop you getting the virus. You know, the virus is tiny, tiny, tiny. It's not even the size of a normal cell. So any of the masks will not stop the virus penetrating, you know, for through the fabric of the mask. I mean, and that means that there's no mask available for health workers who really need to wear them. I mean, if people who do have been tested positive, they should wear a mask to stop any drops or from sneezing or coughing, you know, being sort of passing into the general public areas. But, you know, that's one thing that should happen. It just increases the panic. And so that's another consequence of what's happened. I mean, I think the virus survives for 48 hours on sort of banisters of escalators and stairs and in public places or anywhere. So people should wash their hands. You know, probably not stop touching any banisters or staircases or escalators.
And to refrain from touching their face, those sorts of things.
Yeah, stop touching their face, their nose or their eyes, and wash their hands with hot water. I mean, there's also a run on sanitizers. That's crazy. Just use a little bit of soap and hot water. That's all you have to do to stop any sort of infection from the virus.
Worryingly, Warner and Webster, which is a large supplier of hospitals and clinics, I work in a clinic, Warner and Webster have run out of all of these sorts of things, hand sanitizers, surface sanitizers, etc. And it's not just one brand, it's across the board, these sorts of things. And this is one of the largest suppliers of hospitals, and they've run out of these things, which is quite worrying, unfortunately, because it seems that everyone has bought up and, you know, and they're on back order at the moment. So, yeah, I mean, this is also another result of it. If everyone has ordered these sorts of things and the hospital cannot get these sorts of things, then we have a huge potential to have, you know, outbreaks not being properly managed by hospitals because their supplies are have been interrupted as well. Yeah.
Yes, the hospital workers and the doctors who need the materials. But apparently the government has held on to 2 million face masks and won't release them. I mean, there should be a priority on in the nursing homes where the elderly are most at risk and in the hospitals for these materials to be released to them. You know, it is, you know, I just think it's so badly handled by the government.
Absolutely.
Imagine if there was a real threat from a virus caused by mainly climate change, which was very virulent. I mean, this virus is a massive high infectious rate, but it's not the virulent virus. Imagine if there was something like that, we would be in a terrible situation.
Absolutely.
As you know, if you see what the government has done so far.
Now, Coral, we're just winding up the interview. Is there anything that you'd like to say before we finish?
Well, I'd just like to say that the Chinese government, I mean, I'm not a great supporter of the Chinese government and the lack of democracy, but they have done everything, and none of that is reported in the media. They have built two hospitals with 1,000 beds each. They have, you know, closed down the whole city of Wuhan with 60 million people for over a month. You know, the rate is now dropping in China from, I think it was 189 a week ago down to 50. Much, you know, 20 parts, 30, much less. They have not been helped by our governments to support their what they've been doing. They released the DNA sequence of the virus as soon as they could on January 1, so that everybody else around in the rest of the world could be able to develop tests for it as rapidly as possible, which they hadn't done with the SARS epidemic, and they learned from that. They have washed all their cash notes with heat and sterilised them so that that would be less transmission through handling money. So they've done everything possible, and they should be applauded for what they've done to prevent the spread of this virus. And none of that is reported in the media.
We'll have to end it there. Yes. Thank you very much, Coral.
Appreciated. Thank you.
Right.
And thanks. Listeners can tune in to Beyond Zero Emissions now and have a great weekend.